guys.
Hey, y'all.
You ain't got no song for us today?
Nah, I ain't got a song for today.
Got a song for us today. Cool. Nope. I'm singing it in my mind.
I feel like you're humming, hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Yes, in my head. I'm
like, look, hey, y'all.
And I hear it in your voice. So.
Nah.
Y'all, it has been a time.
I think every time we get on here,
it has been a time.
It's been. Well, it's just been. But, you know, I mean, outside of everything that's going on, like, I don't know. I'm okay. I think I'm okay. Overall.
I think so, too. You know, we have our life is life in moments, but other than the average, y'all already know what I'm dealing with. Life is life. Everything else is same. Okay. The world is fucking crazy. But besides that,
I think that too plays, of course, like if it has no impact on you, then you're really disconnected. And I kind of don't blame you for being disconnected because it's just a lot going on.
Yeah. I just feel like, I don't know, I was watching TV earlier today, and literally there was a Botox commercial, which I'm like, who come up with these ideas? Like, y'all have to have somebody on y'all marketing team. That's just like Walmart and that Juneteenth stuff that they have, and they've like put out. I was like, y'all ain't got nobody on y'all team that's like, that's African-American, that'd be like, hey, I don't think it's a good idea, John.
I think
only call Tyrone from down the street. That's the cleaner. That's the maintenance man. Somebody.
I think that they need to lose the theme behind Juneteenth and just have the deals. That's it. I think, you know how you have like the holiday deals and things like that. You can acknowledge it, but it doesn't have to be in red, green, and yellow. It just doesn't have to do, like, legit, if you want to acknowledge it, you can just say, sale for Juneteenth, percentage off for Juneteenth. You know, it doesn't have to be this festive thing. Because, to be honest, this is how I feel, and a lot of people may not agree with me about this. Some people swear that, you know, oh, Juneteenth is that it's just a way for big corporations to make money, blah, blah, blah. My main thing is this. At the end of the day, if you look at one side or another, nobody's really pleased, honestly. If they celebrate it, if they acknowledge it, we don't think that it is sufficient enough, or we attach this kind of like derogatory attachment to it, you know, where it's kind of like, oh, I feel like we're being picked fun at, or our culture is being, you know, exposed for money or whatever the case may be. So my thing is just have the fucking sale. Say we're acknowledging Juneteenth, but you don't have to make a red velvet scented candle. Okay. You don't have to. A watermelon, like
it's coming off more racist than what you thought it was. But
I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't know. I don't know who's doing marketing. I don't know.
Clearly, nobody that is of.
But it's like, what's if you're a candle company? I would stay away from anything. I would just say there's a sale going on. You know what I'm
saying? We're celebrating. Like you said, with the sale. I watched this TikTok and this girl and May, she made very valid points. She said, if we are not careful, they are going to Juneteenth, Cinco de Mayo. Like, so how everybody just gets out and celebrates Cinco. Like, yes, there is a purpose behind Cinco de Mayo and there is reasoning and it should be celebrated. But how everyone just gets out because all they think about is tacos and tequila. When Almond Cinco de Mayo, she was like, if we are not careful, this is how they're going to Juneteenth. And literally, Walmart came out a week later and was like, oh, we made y'all a red velvet candle, ice cream, and slapped red and black on it with a little bit of yellow, and we got baby onesies, and y'all can come in. Why? What? And then I'm like, this proves to me that y'all have no one of color in any type of higher authority in marketing wise, because someone should have told you this is not a good idea.
Okay, so
you are going to waste all of your money and then have to pull all of this off the shelf.
Because I honestly, this is just me being me. I don't give a shit how it's acknowledged. I don't. Because I'm that same bitch that go out on Cinco de Mayo for my margaritas and tacos. I'm not even going front to it. I don't know why we celebrate, because we don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo. For me, this is my thing, and it could be really ignorant. And yeah, I'm probably going to look into it now because it never even occurred to me to look into it. But those that want to celebrate it the right way will celebrate it the right way. It's for them in that way. However, that's my thing. Like, either way it goes, people are going to be upset about it. If I already think that it's going to be celebrated like a Cinco de Mayo, I ain't mad at that. Let me get off early and I can go get me and go do a barbecue or whatever the fuck you think I'm going to do with my black ass family. But so ideally, for somebody that doesn't care how it's acknowledged, how would, because you care, what would be the right way to acknowledge it?
I agree with like what you said. If I was a company, let's just have a sale. Let's just do a, you know, we're just celebrating or we stand behind it. We're going to donate half of our proceeds to such and such foundation. And not to say that they shouldn't do that for Cinco de Mayo as well.
I feel like companies could do that if they wanted to. It could
if they be more wanted to. But this is all about making a profit for y'all. Y'all thought.
But we have to be mindful who is behind companies profiting. It's the people at the end of the day. And that's my thing. Like, if I decided to celebrate Juneteenth, where I gather my family and I teach them about Juneteenth or whatever that case may be, that's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have the right to do that, but I'm not looking for anybody to put any importance behind it if it's really not that important to me, to be honest. So how it's celebrated, I mean, I think a lot of people don't, at first people wanted it to be acknowledged. They pass it and now it's like, oh, they passed Juneteenth. They're trying to get away from the bigger messages. It's, you really can't please people.
No, I don't think because, oh, they passed it, they're trying to get away from a message. I mean, that is, they're trying to promote a message of like, you need to learn what the history is behind it.
No.
But also, I don't think that like, you should make it a, well, we're just, you know, it's just like a regular old holiday. This is not St. Patrick's Day. This is not.
See, to somebody, St. Patrick's Day is a big fucking deal.
That's true. Okay, this is not Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
This is
I don't even understand.
Just a holiday that has been made up. This is, it's just called, there's a reason behind and a history behind it as well. So same thing. Yes. Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day, anything that those, you should celebrate it in a certain way. Not to say that they have not done the same thing for St. Patrick's Day. Because what does people do?
I pinch people that don't wear green and I drink beer. Okay, yeah. That's it. I've been trying to go to Savannah to see the green water. That's what I've been trying to do.
Why would you want to go there? Why would you want to go there?
Hell not. Everybody I know that have gone to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day has said, oh, baby, it's a time. It's a great
time. It is a time. It's
ask them what they celebrating. They don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing. Like, if I want to gain the real importance behind the holiday, I'm going to have to do my research. And how I decide to celebrate it is how I decide. I don't think anybody knows the right way to celebrate this. It's just started to be acknowledged to the masses of us. It's only been maybe about 5 to 6 years I've known of Juneteenth. To be real. And I'm fucking 30. Okay. Nobody's ever talked to me about Juneteenth. I think the first time I really, really acknowledged it was fucking Blackish. And that's on everything. Didn't know shit about it. To be real. You know? So my thing is the best way to handle this is hit me with them sales. Okay. Don't put all the colors in it. If you want to leave it black and white, baby, we could do that. Leave it black and white and tell me I got 25, 30, 50% off. Cool. I'm all right with that. Because I don't really know how, I don't know. Nobody telling me how they want to celebrate it. Nobody. They're just not happy with how it's being acknowledged. So.
I get you. I don't even think we introduced ourselves. This is Christina.
Oh, hey guys, this is Christine.
We just jump right into it as always, but.
Well, that's kind of odd thing.
You know, I'm going to say, yeah, that's, you know how we get.
That wasn't even on the agenda.
That was not a part of the agenda. I don't even know what we were actually supposed to even talk about first. to be honest, that was not even, let me tell you. So we had my brother last week. Y'all know this is a catch-up episode. We had my brother last week. So we took him to lunch. Hey, that boy eating like he a grown ass man. He's going to eat this out of house and home in the fucking summertime.
And he's only what, five?
Turn five in 2 weeks. Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to eat us out of fucking house and home. Why? We got up. We made him breakfast. An hour and a half later, after he had pancakes and bacon, got up and was like, I'm hungry. Can I eat my Lunchable?
Drink some water.
Gave the boy the Lunchable. Ate the whole Lunchable.
We got up. Ain't a snack. A Lunchable is a lunch, okay? For most small children. Okay, you remember people go to, they got
okay. Lunch. He don't get the small Lunchable. He get the one with the drink in it.
That's lunch. They got about three breads in there with a little sauce, with a bunch of little, that's food.
So, we give him the Lunchable. He eat the Lunchable. We leave out the house. We go get lunch at a restaurant. The lady, like, you want to order the kids menu? I was like, nah, just go ahead and give me the regular adult size. The boy eat all of the adult size chicken fingers.
He's so hungry. He can't be.
He eat the fries, the toast that came with it, and the six chicken fingers that came with it. I said, cool.
All they fries.
Cool. Glad I got you the adult size. Then we like go there's like a little like play area for kids. So we like let him go over there and he started running around. He another little boy come up. So they start playing tag. My boy falls on the concrete ground. Me and Chelsea jump up like real parents. We like, you okay? Come here. Let me check you. He like, y'all embarrassing me. I said I'm fine. Yeah. Runs back with the other little boy. And little kids are so cute. They are so cute. They're so wholesome. They're so precious. I say this because him and the little boy just are sitting up there playing tag, running around, just like blah, blah, blah. So me and Chuck, like, it's hot as hell outside. We ready to go. So we like, all right, Alex, let's go. So the little boy, all right, you run really fast.
Aww. Like, a little compliments for me.
Yes. He's like, you run. I just want to say you say fast.
No.
And then, so I was like, tell Alex, like, Alex, he gave me a compliment, say thank you. So I was like, thank you. He's like, okay, see you later. Y'all will never see each other again. Never see each other again. But it was the cutest thing. We get back to the house. Mind you, we ate lunch 2 o'clock. We get back to the house.
Four. Okay, four.
He get in the house, he like, I'm hungry. I said, you hungry? He said, yeah, I'm hungry.
He said, gonna learn about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
How about I give you some watermelon? I give the boy a little cup of watermelon. Boy, eat all the watermelon. You talking about I'm still hungry, Christine? I said, well, Chelsea gonna order dinner in a moment. Sit down until she...
No, they expect three meals and 2 to 3 snacks a day. So my niece is a bit different. She, what we call is, we call her, she eats with her eyes, okay?
Mm.
It don't matter if she just ate. I walk in here with Chipotle. Oh, Auntie, what's that? Food. Oh, okay, let me see what you got. It's nothing for you in here. It got the spicy salsa on there. Oh, but it ain't too hot. Let me just try some. Bad things are going to happen to you because you just want to eat this to everybody, okay? You don't even know this. You ain't even see it yet. You talking about, I just want to taste that. Get away from me.
Alex, he feels like if it's a drink that Christina and Chelsea got, he can drink it too. We have to tell him, like, when we get, like, we go out of a restaurant and we get, like, an adult drink or something like that, like, no, you can't have this drink, but you can try our Sprite or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't let me have a cup like this around. His little lips on it. We went to Chick-fil-A. I walked past him. He done put his lips on my cup talking about, you got lemonade. He walked the Chelsea cup.
Bad
boy. I got lemonade today.
You can't be putting your lips on everything. Like, no. Those people, my sister gets really irritated with me because when my niece has a question that a real response is necessary, I give the real response. Like, I don't really kid it up, right? So she asked me, same thing. Oh, Auntie, what's in your cup? I said, it's an adult drink. Oh, you mean alcohol? Yes, Lena, I do.
No, we just kind of like, this is for, I just say, this is for adults. And what are you? And he's like, a kid. And
oh, we do that with Alina.
Exactly.
We have to remember. She know. Oh, this is, you know, and I can tell her, you can't be telling people, because I know, like, when I was a kid, my grandmother would let me, like, just so I could feel good, take a sip of her beer or take a sip of her wine cooler or something like that.
Get older, yeah.
I mean, oh shit, Alina age 5, like, you know, sip.
You know, taking a sip of coffee in the morning. Yeah, I let him try my coffee the other day, but no, I didn't pass on alcohol until I was probably like,
nah. 16. It was a sip. I had a little daiquiri. He said, oh, this tastes like strawberry. I said, don't go around telling, why you know the flavors? Like, you should be able to tell me the flavors. Like, don't go telling people you know what it's in.
You know what my
other she could drink?
That Smirnoff strawberry.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah. She'll get in school and be like, I had a time last night, y'all.
I had a time.
Let me have some of her red wine and whoa.
No, listen. My grandmother tells the story about how my aunt went to school telling her teacher that she had champagne. So, like I said, my grandmother would allow us to just get a sip. Like, oh, you could taste it. You know, put her finger in it, put it in your mouth. Like, oh, you could taste it type of thing. So my aunt, first of all, did not have champagne. She had apple cider, like, you know, like the little cider or sparkling cider rather, just in like a flute. And she went and telling people how, oh yeah, I had champagne. My mama let me have champagne. My granny was like, you know, the school called me for real. And I was like, they called you for real. She over here talking about she had a good time last night. She had a time last night.
Have you seen the TikTok? And the man is recording, the dad is recording, and he was like, your mama told me to check your bag before I drop you off. But, and she got the crowd full of juice. And he was like, you trying to get me arrested? You trying to get me arrested.
Is it like a crown bottle?
It's like the apple crown bottle. And he was like, this is why your mom told me to check your bag. You're trying to get me arrested.
You know, and all she's thinking is, I'm trying to be fancy like the grown folks.
Yes.
They drink out this bottle. This bottle is empty. Because, you know, people, I don't know why people do that, but a lot of people do keep bottles.
Yes. I don't understand that either. In college, I got the aesthetic of it. Because you want to seem like you had money, you was able to buy your liquor.
Listen, we had them all, okay? But
especially in, don't let it be a guy's dorm room. Like, they definitely had bottles up there. Listen. I remember somebody had, like, going around in the...
Around?
Yes!
That's what we call alcoholic over there. They was having a good time.
But in college, though, everybody was a slick alcoholic, though. Like, everybody should probably have been attending some type of AA meeting in college.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like it was way too normalized for the amount of drinking that. First of all, Memorial Day weekend recently just passed, and this was a weekend that I was.
Oh, I seen you.
baby.
I seen you. I seen you. I seen your Instagram.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
The thing is, though, like, I used to go hard for Memorial Day weekend. Like, in a matter of 4 days, like, 7 parties. And I am intoxicated, okay? This time, I did 2 parties.
What are you?
I wasn't.
I understand how you said it.
Intoxicated, okay? I mean, this is real. This is serious. This is, he might have liver failure, like, intoxicated, okay? Yeah. No, seriously. This time, I went to 2 parties, didn't even stay at one long, knew my limits at the second one. As wild as it looked, I had my bearings, okay? I didn't even want to be like, but like, shit faced it. I wanted to go.
That's how you know you've become an adult, when you know, like, bitch, I have reached my maximum limit. Okay. And further, we might end up in jail. So
all I'm thinking about is, first of all, I was so happy that the heavens decided to open up and rain on us, because it rained 3 times because I was this close. After the first time, I felt like, oh shit, it's a drought in my body, like I'm dying in here. I was just like, oh God, please. And it started raining. I bitch didn't drink again. I just said, I'm gonna let it rain on me. I'm gonna take this in. I'm gonna be thankful for this moment. And I went to sleep. Like, I went to my cousin's house and went to sleep and was thankful. But all I'm thinking about is my alcohol intake and how much dancing I'm doing. I'm like, am I burning enough calories? That's all I'm really thinking of.
You ain't wear no Apple Watch. Did you keep your calories
down? No, I did not. Did you not see what was going on out there? Water was everywhere. People was climbing up trees. Powder was everywhere. Paint was everywhere. Juve was a time. It was a great time. But the thing is, I don't even want to say the growth in me, the old lady in me only did 2 parties when I was fitting about 7 in 4 days, like, and doing parades. I didn't even go to the parade. Times have changed, boy.
Times have changed.
We getting, I mean, I know tons of people that still party the way that, you know, we used to, but.
Oh, no.
I can't do it.
Me and Chelsea are like, we like the weeks that we are not parenting, we need to be out in the streets or whatever. But this is the thing though.
Y'all tired.
A, I'm tired. B, like, that's the weekend for me to get rest from not being a parent. 2, also, it's just a fucking lot. Like, it's a lot to go out. I don't have the energy to, like, wait 3 hours to get, like, because the way people be brunching here, it'd be real.
I gotta come just to brunch.
Oh, yeah.
You say on Sundays?
Yes, it's Sunday fun, which also is like, y'all ain't got no damn job y'all gotta wake up for on Monday? Why is everybody out on Sunday?
They go to work.
Oh, they do. Chelsea said that. When I first got here, or, like, when I when you first used to visit, we would go out Sunday, and I'd be like, dang, gotta go to work tomorrow, Chelsea. She'd be like, oh, no, they're gonna get up for work. Or she was like, 95% of them, she was like, either they entrepreneurs, so they make their own damn schedule, or she was like, 2, they still gonna get up for work, but they also gonna spend their bag here. And I was like, you. Oh.
An old bitch like me knew to take off on Tuesday after Memorial Day Monday.
Smart thinking. See, me, I work from home on Tuesdays. So I was like, oh, bitch, it don't matter anyways. I can literally just log myself on and do work when I need. I got to sit in the office and look professional.
I don't know. I feel like we spoke about this already, about, like, work and finding our niche. I'm going to ride this ride until, you know, somebody tells me to get off. But this ain't it.
I feel you. I feel the same way.
Yeah. There's certain things that I want in place. Like, there's certain goals that I want to achieve before September. So I'm going to stick to it. So this summer is going to be very much drought season. Like, go ahead.
You know what? Not to cut you off, but like this reminded me, I saw this TikTok yesterday and a girl was like, she made a challenge with her friends and the challenge was to make 10K a month, but not with their regular jobs, but doing their outside, using their outside skills of like not their 9-to-5 job, like where you make your 10K, but like your outside skills or something that you would want to turn into your career or go down a different path or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she was like, that was their first goal or whatever. And they all worked towards making 10K. She was like, she was able to build her business up. And now she is making 10K a day.
Doing what? She didn't give us the scoop?
No, she didn't tell me what a business was. But this made me, where you were talking about like goals, I was just literally thinking to myself, when I was in school, I had a set goal of like, I'm trying to graduate. When I was doing other stuff, or even like when I was like getting, I had set goals. I was like, I think I need to literally make a list out of certain, maybe 5 or 6 goals that I want to accomplish by the end of the year, or if not by like the next quarter. Mm-hmm. Well, what are we in June, July, August? August is the next quarter. So maybe I'll break it down where I have a few goals I want to do by August and then goals overall by the end of the year. But I agree.
I'm just kind of like tired of talking about it. So like, I'm just ready to just really put my best foot forward. And I think what really is hitting home is just being more mindful of boundary setting and having very uncomfortable conversations. So like, that's kind of the goal for me, is to have, like, I have set people that I want to have certain conversations with in order for me to live my best life, you know? So yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to legit pre-plan these meetings and like be very intentional about when I have them, and then just kind of see how things unfold. Two things can happen. Either you respect the conversation and, you know, we work towards a common goal, or you stop talking to me and I get free time. So it's a win-win for me, one way or another.
That's true. That's very true. I think that I like that. So we're going to set goals for ourselves.
I have them, but this time around, I don't want to tell anybody.
I don't think you should. That's why I said we should just write them down.
Yeah. This time around. And it's like, I know that I am not a multitasker. So doing too many things at once, nothing gets done. I'm one of those people that I have to do what I'm doing. So I have to focus on what I'm doing. And lifestyle, as far as like eating healthy and working out, those aren't even goals anymore. Those are lifestyles. So for me, it's like, okay, you're going to put these things in place where that's not even a goal, mm-hmm. you know, but like
achieving daily practice.
Yeah. Daily practice. You know what? I really do want to shout, cause I feel like I be dropping, the title, my boyfriend, every now and then, but I'm so proud of how disciplined, cause we were talking about discipline and like consistency, and I'm one of those, you know, I'm a flip-flop. I will start real heavy with you. Yeah, we're going to do this, that, and the third. And don't see that shit through. For him to be as consistent as he's being, it's like, all right, dude, pat on the back to you. Because, like, you're seeing, like, real results because you put in the real work. I don't know how he's doing it. But, well, I do know how he's doing it. And it doesn't even seem that hard. It really just comes down to consistency and discipline. And so I'm just trying to implement that. I'm not trying. I'm going to implement that.
There you go. You got to speak it as if it's already happening.
Right. Like, I mean, shout out to you too, because you said you want to do therapy. We do. Yes. You said you want to work out, but you got a trainer.
Yes.
You said you want to eat better, but you got meal kits.
So that's my like next step of like, and maybe it's all falling into place. Maybe it's in that sense, but something hit me today and was like, you should make a list of goals. So that's what I'm going to do. You know, physically, normally I would write it out in my phone mm-hmm. so I can like always have it, but something's telling me like to physically write out my list of goals. Absolutely. So that's what I'm going to do.
I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that.
Yes. Do you have a song of the week?
Song of the week. What have I been listening to? Let me see.
My song of the week is Maybe I Deserve by Tank. And let me just say,
that one.
When I've been cooking my meal kits or whatever, mm-hmm. I put on Pandora's The Isley Brothers Station. And baby, it don't hit. It don't miss. It gives me new R&B, old R&B. And it's so funny because I have it in here and Alex be trying to dance around with songs or whatever. But Maybe I Deserve by Tank came on the other day. And I think I've been listening to this song about three times. I don't know. I ain't got nobody like, oh, I'm like harboring some like ill will feelings with in relationship wise. But I was singing this song like, maybe you do deserve, nigga. You know what?
Oh, that's the one where you're like, I deserve for you to have. That's that one?
What?
Is that Tank?
What?
The song. How the chorus go?
Maybe I deserve for me to call and find some. Hold on. I'm going to play it. I was singing out like, and I said, you know what, girl? Hey, you had a killer move, okay? You got a homeboy from upstate that came into town and he just trying to take you out. That ain't the way to get him there.
Oh, okay. That's a good song. See, you can have real good throwbacks. That's a good one. I didn't hear that in a long time. Now you're going to have to put on
the iPod. I haven't either. And I said, you know what? We're going to play this.
I'm going to do my documentation to Isley Brothers Radio tonight. Okay, so my song is from Tiana Major 9 called On God. You ever heard it?
No.
If we play, are they gonna mute it?
Yeah, give me like a few seconds of it.
Okay. Y'all know I like slow music. You ain't gonna know it from this.
Give me the chorus.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Like I'm not around or something. Like you like the way I do it. When we do it.
Oh no, I ain't heard of it, but it's got a cute little beat to it.
Have you heard this? Yes, really nice. But it's cute.
It's got a cute little beat to it.
Mm. Well, y'all know.
Okay. Well, I'll add those to the Damn Sis podcast music playlist. Let us talk about our favorite things of the week. Now,
go ahead.
My favorite thing is Wattpad. I don't know if you've ever read a Wattpad story. Wattpad is a like Amazon Kindle book reading like thing or whatever, but it's where other people like write their stories basically. But you can have stories published. Like real authors have their stories published. Other random, like just random people write full on stories.
Okay, you have your ears to the streets. How you find it out?
Like you can have different plots, themes. If you like smut, all of it is in there. Like different things or whatever. Anyways, I have read this cute romance book called "The Many Dates of Indigo," and it's about a black woman and how she goes on her many dates to find her Mr. Right. Mm-hmm. And then it has a prequel afterwards of, no, prequel is not the right word. Prequel is before.
No.
Anyway, it has a follow-up story of the engagement of Indigo, and you find out who she gets.
Ooh.
And when I tell you, this story was good. It had me hooked.
Is it free?
Yes.
What is it called?
The Many Dates of Indigo. What's the app called? Or what's the...
The app.
Wattpad. Wattpad. Now, Chelsea put me on because Chelsea used to read stories. And I'm like, Chelsea, why are you reading stories off of this app? And she was like, trust me, Christina. You're going to find a story that you're going to like. And you're going to get sucked into it.
Hmm.
And let me tell you, I found my story and it's got me sucked into it. I have now read, let me see. Let me go to my little library. How many books have I now read through this? Seven books off this one little app.
Like, these full on books?
Full on books. Books, like 20. The last book I read had, let me see how many chapters it had. Um, 70 chapters. But they're like short, but like long enough to give you details of like what's happening. So you are like fully invested in that type of thing.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to give it a shot and see. I feel so basic. Okay. My, where is that thing?
Like the last book, one of the books I had 26 chapters in it. So it's like full on books, but it gives you, and you can go by like,
that's pretty cool.
Well, just black romance. You can go, it's not even all romance stories. It's just different.
So you can kind of like pick your genre that you want to read. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to give it a shot. Mine is more my favorite thing that I've kind of been hooked on that I once was hooked on years ago and fell off and then recently discovered it again was the show Younger. You watch Younger?
I've seen like one or two episodes of it, but that's about it.
I love
it. Isn't that with Hillary? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's with Hillary. So I am watching it again. Ooh. Not an old lady on that just took over me. That was not supposed to happen. But yeah, Younger has become my like favorite thing of this week. It's kind of like anytime I have a moment, I watch that now that, you know, our show is over.
I know. I need to find another show to like fully. I've been watching the Mayans episode, the Motorcycle Club show. But I'm fully caught up now on the new season that they have out. So I'm like, I'm at the point where I'm like waiting for them each week now to put out a new episode, which I hate. I want something I can binge.
So I have my new binge. I'm kind of late to the game. I know everybody loves, like, what is it called? Grey's Anatomy. Never took interest to it.
Yes.
So that's going to be my new binge.
Binge it.
Whatever.
And then when it has too many seasons, so I don't know if you'll get caught up by time, like, for a sec.
I will not. Because I've tried and I've fallen asleep and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But people are like, if you love This Is Us, you'll love Grey's Anatomy.
Basically.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it a try. That's going to be my thing. That's going to be my new thing.
Speaking of This Is Us, it has ended. We are so sad. I like physically, I was just very emotional just because it was all about losing a parent. And I was just like, y'all just really going to do it to me, huh?
Yeah.
Just going to put it on in there. But it was so beautiful the way they did it with like the caboose situation for her.
I don't think they could have done it better.
No.
You know, like the way when I saw, first of all, when I saw William, I was just like, cried already because I knew exactly what the hell this was. I was like, oh shit, she's teetering, you know, like reality and then the afterlife. As soon as I saw William, I didn't think it was a dream. I was just like, she's on her journey to the end. And I was just like, fuck, this is the last one. I was so sad. But you know what I didn't like? Because I'm sure everybody's seen it by now. Those that want to see it have seen it. I felt like her moment with Carlos? What's her
name? Miguel.
Shit. Ooh. What show am I thinking about? Miguel was like too small. I felt like it was,
but I also, it was how their relationship was. Like, but it was beautiful in the moment, but it was also, he also knew, like, he could never really take the place of, like, where her final stop was, which was
jail. That to me goes to show that time is, what is the word that I'm looking for? Basically, it doesn't matter how much, because she spent, when you really think about it, she spent most of her life with Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
You mean time doesn't matter in a relationship?
Not that it doesn't matter, but that it... I can't think of the word right now. It's escaping me. It'll come to me. But basically, it's more of a situation where it's like... It alludes to that, right? That it doesn't matter how much time I've spent with you. An impact is an impact. You know what I'm saying? And her and Jack's relationship, I mean, it was like...
Well, they said like a one-in-a-lifetime type
one
of
one in a lifetime. And I mean, when you look at it, it lasted a while. But when in comparison to her and Miguel, no, it didn't last that long.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Miguel, because she had to be like, if we really wanted to like really think about it, I would say Rebecca probably was like mid-30s when Jack died. I would say no older than 35.
I'm gonna say late 30s because the kids were like 16 and they had only met a few years before. And they said that if you like do your research for, or if like you go Google online, mm-hmm. like Jack dies in like the 80s or something like that.
Okay, that makes sense. They were teenagers.
Yeah. He dies in like the 80s. So they had been married for like 17 plus years or something like that. Wow. And then her and Miguel had been married for 20 something plus years after.
Yeah. So like decades. Okay. And that, how swift and how quick they made his moment on her journey on the train, I wasn't happy about that. I mean, like, I get how like people say like, you know, it was sweet, but it wasn't concise. It wasn't. But I guess it just represents, like, the impact she had with Jack. Like, it could never stand time. Like, it could never, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe she had more of an impact on Miguel than Miguel had on her.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if it was the other way around, she was his everything. And he made it be known that she was his everything, you know, because he said my favorite person, you know, that's so weird to me. You know, you're somebody's favorite person, but they ain't yours. And Rebecca.
I mean, but people say, I mean, and a lot of sometimes people say, marry someone that loves you more than you love them.
See.
But I don't think in the Jack and her situation, I think it was a mutual love that they had for each other. As where with Miguel, it might have been that he loved her more than she loved him.
I think that definitely. I think he loved Rebecca way more. And I felt like it was a great friendship for her. Not to say she didn't love him, but it just was different. Let's just say that it was different.
I loved how they had like the different versions of like Randall and then
the kids.
But did you know like the ones that play like the small version of them and as kids wise that they recorded that like 4 years ago because the kids are teenagers now and they look nothing like those kids. So when they knew the show would probably be ending within the next 4 years, their director went ahead and like recorded that like.
Oh, directed that scene out.
Yes, because he knew that in 4 years the kids and like literally Randall, you know how he looks as like the small little child. He has dreads now, and he's like a full teenager.
Oh, I'm gonna have to see.
Yes,
like because I was thinking like, okay, so on the train, the main kids that they weren't represented. If you think about it, it was like little them, right? Little them, because you have Kate. So, okay, like Kate, the teenager, wasn't represented on that train.
No.
She wasn't on the train. I was like, where is Kate, the teenager? Because Randall had.
Randall was.
yeah,
the teenage Randall. Version of him was. Mm-hmm. And so was the teenage version of, what's his name? Kevin.
Yeah.
But no.
Hers wasn't there. And I was like, damn. Yeah, I don't know. It was all like through and through. It's the show. Like, and I'm going to watch it again.
That was beautiful. I screamed when she, what's her name? Deja came in and said that she was pregnant. And then she like called and it was, yes! From. I said, not true love. Oh my God.
That's why I really made it through. I was so excited. See, but then I was so confused up until the end because I'm thinking.
About the doctor was, yeah. Yes. So was I. You know, that's how they get you with a good twist and turn. Yes. I was like, okay. I was like, okay. And then he came in. He said, Deja, I've been loving you since I was 6. I was like, so.
It's annoying to me that I can't remember his name. The character's name.
I know. What is his name?
Malik.
Malik.
Yes.
And he was like, your dad called me.
I feel like they're gonna have a spinoff. Like this is.
I really hope they kept hashtagging "This Was Us," and I would really love if that was the name of the spinoff. With like
this
the.
Was us?
This, yes. So they were saying, you know, this is us. But then at the end, if you go back and like look at all of the castmates' Instagrams from like they kept saying this was us as hashtag. And it could be like this was us as in like our show's ended. So this was us. Or it could be this was us as in
a new the day they dropped this was us or this is them. I'm watching it. I don't care what.
Oh, most definitely. I really would love to see like a spinoff. And like I said, just have the like Kate and Kevin and them as just like glimpses of their lives or whatever, because they're not the main focus anymore. The kids are.
But I think it's happening, Christina, because when you think about it, they put way too much time to finding kids or grown-ups that look just like these damn kids. Like, Deja, teenage Deja, looked like grown woman Deja. I mean, goddamn Annie looked like Annie, okay? What's her name? Trish? Is it Trish? The other sister? It's giving Trish, okay? It is just weird. And I really feel like they're going to be the focus.
I would hope so. I would hope that, like I said, give a spinoff. Give a spinoff of like of how Deja has become the new Randall and Malik with their kids now. And how they have the siblings of Jack and them all running around and like.
Yeah.
We're giving you lots of stories here.
Because Jack, which is Kate's son.
Mm-hmm. He becomes the favorite singer.
Becomes a singer. And then in the last episode, they show that Jack has a kid. Like him and his wife are pushing a kid. So our fingers are crossed.
I would love that.
I'm excited. I feel like they're not going to let it out right now. Maybe like September. November. I don't know when the next.
When fall TV comes back around, then that's when it'll be dropped. It won't be like a summer thing. It'll be fall TV.
I'm okay with that.
I was thinking, do you have a summer bucket list? Do you have a few things that you would like to do throughout the summer?
Like just places to go or just like things to do?
Anything.
So a few of the things are kind of like goals, but one thing I really want to go back, this is really random, but simple things. I want to go back to Six Flags. I definitely want to do that. I want to go back to this gas station called Bucky's that me and my.
Oh, yeah. They have Bucky's here in Texas. This is where it's like originated from.
Oh, shit. Yeah, when I tell you, we went in Bucky's and balled out in Bucky's. We spent like an hour easily in Bucky's. I want more beef jerky. I want another candle. want another hat. Like, we went crazy in Bethany.
Yeah.
There's a few trails that I want to hit that have, like, waterfalls and things like that. So I plan on doing that. But I want to get my skating up. Like, I've been saying that I love to skate, and I do it every time I can, you know, I can. But I want to, like, get in my skating bag. Like, I want to be fine on some skates. You?
I would like to take a vacation. I already have one planned, but I would like to take maybe like two more if I can figure it out. Mm-hmm. Even if it's like a full, like, I would like to plan like a 48-hour trip for my sister's birthday.
Was that July?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So either to like Vegas or just even some, just, it doesn't even have to be Vegas, just like somewhere that's, you know, like New Orleans or something that's just like a full, like, we go have
a time.
Yeah.
In 2 days, yeah.
Yes, and then, like, just have your fun, ball out, take Monday off, please, go back to work Tuesday, you know. Mm-hmm.
I think we should definitely highlight weekend trips. Those are necessary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would like to continue on my goals, like we just said, and stuff like that, things that we just talked about. I've been doing a little bit of retail therapy, and I have this problem where either I get sad and I want to buy things, but then I also feel guilty that I'm buying things and wasting money. So I'm like, but it's not a waste of money. I have to learn how, A, this is in my mind, I have to learn how to, like, just treat myself and not, because if I want to date someone that's going to be willing to treat myself and stuff like that, or have this, I need to be able to learn to accept that same mindset within myself. So I just have to learn how to handle that. Like,
I think it's a balance, Christina. Like, I feel like if you are not negating your responsibilities, then I feel like, you know, everything could be done with discretion. Like, no, of course, I don't want you buying thousands of things, like thousands worth of dollars of things on a daily. But yeah, I feel like it's okay, especially if all your responsibilities are paid, you're hitting your goals, buy something.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to learn how to do that. What else do I have as, like, summer goals? I just want to enjoy my summer. That's it. I want to enjoy the rest of the year, not just the summer, but, like, the rest of the year. Like, but my main goal is, like I said, I have not taken a vacation in since the pandemic first hit.
Okay.
So I am ready to enjoy. My cousin, she's on vacation right now, and she, like, sending us photos, and I was just like, I'm so ready. I'm so ready for vacation.
So one in July. How many do you want to do before your trip in August?
I would like to do the Chelsea's birthday in July. That's just one. But like I said, it's full 48 hours. I'm not trying to spend, like, you know, a ton of money on it, because right. I do go on a trip in August. But I don't go on the trip until the end of August.
Okay.
So
your birthday's in September.
I will be. That's true. My birthday is in September. I was going to say I'll be back, but I will be back. I get back the 3rd. I go to a concert, like, the day after my birthday, mm-hmm. and then I would like to plan something either for my birthday or, like, a New Year's, end of the year type of trip.
Oh, definitely. I want to, so I decided, like, for my 30th, I don't want to do anything other than go on, like, a cruise, and I think this is the perfect time to go on a cruise, because one of the cruises caught on fire, and so I'm sure the tickets are cheap. So I'm going to probably purchase.
I don't know, but I wouldn't, if I'm going to suggest a cruise line, I only do Royal Caribbean.
Me too. I'm a Royal Caribbean. They have a boat. Oh my God. I was watching YouTubes about it. How could I forget the name of it? But basically they have, like,
Symphony of the Seas.
It's like the World's Garden or some shit like that. They have, like, Times Square on the boat, like a replica of it. You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, but I want to do a cruise, and then for New Year's, I've always wanted to go to New York for New Year's.
Done that.
Really? Did you
cold as shit?
Oh, it's so sore, I'm sure. But I'm
prepared. But yeah.
So you saw like the ball drop?
Like we didn't see the ball drop. Just because I went with family and it was just like a lot of us. So we just like, but you should go. It's a great time to go. Holiday time in New York is always pretty.
I remember Christmases going down to Manhattan and ice skating, and I just want to do it all again. I just want to do it all again.
I feel you. I would really also like to take a girls trip or a semi-girls trip. I don't know. I don't really want it to be big, but like, I want to do something. I don't know.
Well, my girls trip to Miami, I mean, I'm not even going to front. I was hesitant to do a girls trip because they can go either very well.
That'd be a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. Go left or right.
Listen, or it could be like bullshit. This was the perfect blend. It was five of us. Perfect. Perfect. And I didn't know them that well. I knew Marie very well, but it was like her sister's friends loved it. Absolutely loved it. I think you should do that. I can't fucking find the cruise, and it's bothering me.
But yeah, those are my summer things. It's not really goal. I mean, like bucket list wise, I just really want to enjoy. I want to kind of like not carefree, but like just enjoy. There's no real plan, like just so to make memories through the summer type of thing.
There's so many different damn cruises. I didn't even know they had a cruise that was New York themed. Okay. Anyway, I'm getting off topic here. All right, we're running over time here.
Yeah, we are. This is it. Thank you for touching up with us. Oh, quick update on the dating situation. We've had a few hits, had a few misses.
We're still having any dates.
What?
Have we had any dates?
No.
Ah.
No.
Tina, get back to us when we got some meat.
Okay. I'm trying.
Did you switch up? Did you switch up the
a criteria? I did it yesterday. We added in a new option. So.
And are we?
It ain't really been hitting. But I'm trying to hold out hope, you know.
I think that you keep putting in the work.
Let's check let's check the ones that like you can give a rose to. Let's see.
Okay.
Here, I'm gonna show you a few real quick. Adrian, you're not really hitting my type.
Not name dropping. I mean, there's a ton of Adrian. Okay, the ship is called Wonder of the Seas, the world's largest cruise. That's what I'm trying to be on.
Oh, that would be nice.
And it is Royal Caribbean.
All right, this is David. This is his green flags. Let's listen to what David got to say.
So easygoing would be number one. Has a sense of humor for sure. Is smart, a good communicator, carefree, but not like sloppy, of course. I think that would be pretty much it, right?
Those are David's green flags.
The voices, that's a nice little feature.
Oh, yeah, the voice feature.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, please, let me hear how your voice sounds before I get,
But I think that too is something that like I get excited about or used to anyway. Like, oh my God, I want to hear how this person sounds.
All right, y'all.
Okay. Yeah. Cause we're going on an hour. Yes. All right, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.